Hi, this is Kim from State of Mind. Our new album, Till Human Voices Wake Us and We Drown, is out now. And in this podcast, I'm going to walk you through the whole thing, track by track. If you haven't yet listened to the previous podcast, Stories from the Studio number 9, please do. It explains the basic backstory of the time we spent in our own personal artistic retreat recording this album. And before I start, I should make one thing clear. We spent 5 days at the retreat, and all we did was record the basic tracks. We did not do any mixing. That was a separate process that I did in my studio after I got home. That is why in the following, you will hear me talk a whole lot about recording and distinguishing that from the mixing. Also, in case you're wondering about the strange title of the album, it is the final line of T.S. Eliot's brilliant poem, The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock. In the last verse, he describes a vision of mermaids living in the ocean as if in some kind of dream state, who will wake up and drown at the sound of human voices. So with that out of the way, let's get on with the actual music. The album starts with a song called I Went to Hell. That was one of the songs I'd written years ago and which we'd played live several times. So since we knew the song pretty well, recording it was pretty straightforward, and there's really not all that much to talk about. Except during the mix I tightened up the structure a bit and added some pizzicato strings, but that's about it. So the next song is based on a free improvisation that we did on the afternoon of the last day. So this was basically the last thing we recorded. It has a very loose and almost ambient feel because we didn't use a drum beat during the recording. Some years ago, I'd asked my friend Thomas to record a short text by the German author and philosopher Walter Benjamin. Back then, I also recorded some music for it, but it never really went anywhere. But when I was listening back to the recording of Jam Number 4, as we called it, I found the recording of his voice and thought it would go rather well with the music. The improvisation was quite long, actually more than 6 minutes, and I edited it down to about 4. Apart from the recitation, I also brought out my trusty old theremin and added a track of that. The track is named after the Walter Benjamin text, which discusses a painting called Angelus Novus, literally New Angel.
Seine Augen sind aufgerissen, sein Mund steht offen und seine Flügel sind ausgespannt. Der Engel der Geschichte muss so aussehen.
The next song, Ethanol, is another old song that we've often played live. So again, we pretty much knew what to do. Except for one thing, for years I've been pronouncing the word ethanol wrong. I thought it was called ethanol. That's what you get for being Danish. But once that was out of the way, once again it was just press record and play the song. The next song is also based on an improvisation, one we did on the first evening. This track, originally called Jam No. 1, was heavily edited during the mixing phase. Firstly, we originally recorded it, as you hear in the background, at the tempo 72 beats per minute, which is quite slow. But when I listened to it, I decided to replace that with a drum and bass style breakbeat running at exactly twice the speed. Secondly, this improvisation was originally based on a chord pattern, with just a few sections in between and at the end, where we abandoned that pattern and just grooved freely over a single chord. So when I listened to the song, I found that those groove sections were actually the most interesting. So I've just focused on those and basically threw away all the harmonic movement. The original jam was almost 11 minutes long, and after editing, I ended up with little over 3 minutes. And about the title. While preparing for this project, I compiled a short list of phrases and words that I could use as cool titles for any instrumental tracks. And one of those phrases was charismatic megafauna. That is a term that describes the popular types of animals that environmental protection organizations use in their advertising. Because people are more likely to pay money when they think of pandas or gorillas, even though certain less charismatic animals like insects may be just as vital for the environment. And after giving the track this title, I recorded myself speaking the phrase charismatic megafauna. I then cut that audio up into small bits, switched them around, and added an autotune effect. And that is, in fact, that strange garbled vocal-like sound you hear at the beginning and at various points throughout the song. The next song is a closing track on side one of the vinyl album. It is based on an improvisation we recorded on the evening of the first day. I brought along a Boss DD20 echo pedal and set it to create an echo effect in sync with a drum beat of 85 beats per minute. I tried playing various guitar parts but I settled for just playing harmonics on three strings, which is basically a G major arpeggio that I play throughout the whole song. Morten on the bass basically created the entire harmonic structure of the song, first by playing a simple 5-bar chord sequence, and then an occasional second part. Then when we listened back to the result, we decided that this 5-bar section could be the verse, and the other part an instrumental section. I picked some verses from the random lyrics I brought along, and sang a melody on top of the 5-bar chord sequence. Immediately after, Morten added harmony vocals to that. And finally, Morten also added a bass melody for the instrumental parts, and some bass harmonics for the intro. When I did the mix afterwards, I replaced the drum sounds and cut the drum beat in and out at various points. The song doesn't have an actual chorus, but I changed the structure so that it makes some kind of sense. Instrumental intro, a couple of verses, then an instrumental interlude, and then the final verse. And the song is, of course, named after one of the lines I used for the lyric. You're like Hamlet in reverse, pretending to be sane. Pretending to be sane. If you're listening on vinyl, we've now come to the first track on side 2. On the evening of the first day, we recorded an improvisation, calling it jam number 2, to a rather slow drum beat. Morten came up with a 4-chord sequence that we repeated more or less all the way throughout the song. We decided on a kind of post-rock structure where we started quietly and built up the intensity gradually before again breaking down at the end. And then we kept working on the song for the next couple of days, adding various overdubs. For the climax of the song, Morten had found a strange guitar in the studio, which was built out of an old cigar box. That gave quite a unique sound when sent through the pedalboard. So we added a track of that from somewhere around the middle of the song, and I believe I played along on some extra guitar as well. And when we listened to that, I had the idea of adding just a few lines of vocal at the very peak of the song, just before the breakdown at the end. So I found a couple of lyrics and recorded those. Still, there was just a lot of chords and a lot of build-up. There wasn't really a melody for the rest of the song. But eventually, Morten picked up a guitar and played along with the entire track from beginning to end, creating a kind of guitar solo that followed the dynamic changes of the song. So, of all the songs we recorded at the retreat, this is probably the one we did the most overdubs on at the time. Quite a lot of tracks. When I sat down to mix afterwards, it was basically a question of replacing the drum beat with a more realistic drum sound. And one more thing, the tiny bubbling sound you hear at the beginning of the song is from an aquarium that stood in the room where we played. Just for fun, we recorded a bit of that sound and I added it to the start of this track during the mix. And unsurprisingly, the title, Grant Me the Strength, is taken from the lyrics I used for the short vocal part. The next track on the album is called More Than Meets the Eye. This is actually a song I'd written and recorded a demo of before the retreat, but unlike the others, it was quite a new song that we'd never played live. This was recorded on the fourth day of the retreat, when we'd actually run out of existing songs to work with. Morten helped arrange it, and we decided to break it into two quite different parts. First, a couple of relatively quiet verses, and then a rock arrangement for the rest. When I mixed it, I switched between two drum kits, an 80s style beatbox sound for the first part, and a more acoustic sounding rock kit for the second. In the outro, you also hear a helicopter-like tremolo guitar effect. That wasn't originally recorded for this song at all. It was just an effect I discovered a couple of days earlier and just recorded for fun. About the lyrics for this song, I had a melody but didn't really know where to go with it. So I looked up a list of English idioms and simply picked a list of those and made them rhyme, intending to actually replace them later. But in the end, I kind of liked this strange lyric that didn't really mean anything. And the original title of the song was actually the placeholder song. But once I decided to just keep the list of idioms, I named it More Than Meets the Eye, after the last line of the song. You will also notice the little Radiohead reference. You're so fucking special. So for the next track, we finally come to an example of the use of cue cards that I mentioned in the previous podcast. On the third day of the retreat, we did the first game, as we called it, each picking a card to inspire us to improvise. Morten drew a card with the text, "Never the same thing twice," and I got "Just barely touching." These phrases inspired us to a very loose improvisation, which we decided to record without any drum beat or click track at all. But later, when I sat down to do the mix, I decided to add a kind of rhythmic feel after all. I took a distorted breakbeat and played it backwards. That made the rhythm somewhat less distinct, so I also added a track with a drum machine playing a very simple beat on top of that. I listened to the rather long improvisation and picked out only the most interesting sections. These I then placed one after the other, making the start of each new section match up with a downbeat on the rhythm. The complete take of the improvisation was more than 8 minutes long, and the finished version is a little over 3 minutes. The title of the song is taken from the German leftist guerrilla, the Bader-Meinhof Group. The early member Holger Mainz starved himself to death in prison, and the group who later attacked the German embassy in Stockholm named themselves Kommando Holger Mainz in his honor. The next song is Stay Where I Am, Redux. Stay Where I Am was originally released in 2012 on the album Miserabilism, which was also the very first State of Mind album featuring Morten on bass. Since then, we've reworked it to be performed live, and it's become sort of a flagship song for the band because it sums up everything we do. It moves back and forth from abstract soundscapes and noise to a simple melody line. And now we play it at almost every gig. And because it means so much to us, we wanted to document how it sounds today, which is quite different from the original recording. Hence the word Redux in the title. And again, because we played it so much, recording it was mainly a question of hitting record and getting a good version down. That said, mixing it afterwards was a bit more challenging, because a lot happens in the song and the various parts are quite different. The last song on the album was recorded on the afternoon of the fourth day of the retreat. This was the second time we tried improvising based on the cue card game. Morten drew a card that said, "To tell part of a longer story," and I drew, "It plays itself." For my part, I was inspired by the cue to place my guitar in the guitar stand and not actually play it. Instead, I once again hooked up the echo pedal and then switched the other pedals on and off one at a time, creating various noises that would keep echoing. Morten played a nice two-chord sequence, interrupted by some variations. The whole thing was played to a generic drum beat at a steady tempo of 110 beats per minute. But when I did the mix afterwards, I replaced that with a completely different one, with a halftime feel, which only comes in a bit into the song. Also, I played a simple piano melody to go with Morten's chord sequence. The title comes from the writings of the French philosopher Michel Foucault, describing how our concept of what it means to be a human being is subject to change over time, and how our current concept is like a face in the sand at the edge of the ocean. And so we come to the end of this walkthrough. If you like to listen to the entire album, you can find all streaming and download links on our website stateofmind.fm. There we'll also post info on how to get hold of the vinyl version. And remember, if you want the very best digital sound quality, you can find a 24-bit version at bandcamp.com. Yes, that is a higher resolution than CD quality, so if you're a true digital audiophile, this is the place to go. Anyway, thank you for listening, and catch you next time.